Ready to kick your life into high focus? The waitlist for 90-Day Power Pivot 101 coaching is now open. If you feel like you're a secondary character in your life story or that you've just been going through the motions, then it's time for a change. Get more freedom and flexibility in your life and business with Power Pivot 101 coaching. You'll start seeing results in the first 90 days. And after 12 months, you'll become the powerhouse CEO you were always meant to be. To start your Power Pivot journey, click the link in the show notes to join the waitlist. Welcome to the Life in High Focus podcast. I'm your host, Elle, and each week we will chat about ways to live a more balanced and fulfilled life. Now, as a high focus coach, I help women entrepreneurs like you tackle self-discipline, establish boundaries, manage energy, and optimize time. If it feels like your business and personal life are always in constant competition with each other and you're beyond ready to break free, then this is the podcast for you. Let's dive in. Who hasn't fantasized about being the confident, strong, trailblazing hero of their own story? Who doesn't want to feel like they are the main character in life, right? That is what main character energy is all about. It's how you can be the star of your own life. You can be bold, go after your goals. And if there was a movie made about you, you would be the badass lead who saves the day and gets everything they want in the end. In this episode, I'm going to go over some of my favorite traits that indicate a high main character energy and ways you can increase yours if you haven't fully stepped into that main character role. All right, so let's get into it. So number one is make choices based on your gut instinct. When it comes to making decisions, it's important that you trust your instincts. Think about what you want and what makes sense to you. Ask yourself how you feel about something before deciding whether to do it or not. Number two, stick to your beliefs. Your beliefs are what make you who you are, and they are what guide you throughout your life. They are your guiding principles and the standard by which you live and make decisions. Beliefs can be about anything. What makes an experience worthwhile, what makes an action right or wrong, how to define success or failure in your life. When you're thinking about tapping into your main character energy, it often means that there's one central belief at the heart of your worldview. It might be something very specific, like I should always stand up for myself, or it could be more abstract, like the past doesn't matter as long as I'm happy now. But whatever your belief is, make sure that you stick to them and you find ways to reinforce those beliefs with boundaries. Number three, you are bold and a risk taker. So boldness is a great quality. This is why we admire people like Beyonce and Lizzo, who have created platforms based on empowerment and being 100% themselves. But while boldness is important, it's not the same as being reckless. Bold people take calculated risks that increase their chances of success at the expense of failure. They're willing to fail over and over again until they get it right. And brave people don't fear failure. They welcome it because they know that every failure brings them one step closer to success. So if you want to become the main character in your life and tap into main character energy, then you need to practice boldness and risk taking on a daily basis. Number four, main character energy involves you speaking up and taking action. So when it comes to you being the main character of your life, you are typically the one who is going to be the first to speak up and take action, especially as it pertains to your own life. This doesn't mean that you have to be an extrovert or a social butterfly, but it is important that you step outside of your comfort zone and be able to make mistakes in order for you to learn and grow. Main characters lead by example. They do what's not only important for them, they do what is important for those around them, and they want to be a good example to others. And even if something isn't the best idea at the moment, it's still a better plan than letting someone else dictate what happens next in their life. So main character energy is all about standing up for yourself and leaning into your leadership capabilities. Number 5. People who lean into their main character energy exude a sense of self-trust and belief in their own ability to make things happen. So there is no denying that confidence is an important quality for leaders. It's also a quality that can be developed. So if you are lacking, don't despair. Sometimes when people think of confidence, they assume it means being arrogant or egotistical. This couldn't be further from the truth. Confidence isn't about putting yourself above others. It's about feeling secure enough in your own abilities to do what's needed without worrying about what other people think of you. If being confident seems like an unattainable goal, remember that confidence exists on a spectrum, and there are many ways to build up self-trust over a period of time. Number 6, they embrace leadership. So when you're the main character, you are the leader. A good leader will lead by example and do what they ask of others. They can't just expect their followers to do things if they're not willing to do them first. If you want your team members to be excited about a new initiative or a project, then it's important that they see your excitement first. You should also be careful not to confuse being a good leader with becoming a dictator. There's a difference between leading by example and forcing people into doing things because it's what you want to be done rather than what they need to be done for their success and happiness. So this may sound obvious, but one way of being seen as a leader is through effective communication skills. This means communicating clearly about expectations for performance so everyone knows how successful or unsuccessful they'll be judged by their peers, superiors, and ultimately themselves. So good communication also means taking time to listen attentively when someone else has something important to say. This doesn't mean just waiting patiently until your turn comes so that you can talk again. It means actively listening to understand what needs to be addressed first before jumping back into your agenda. Lastly, when you lean into your main character energy, you inspire others to take action. So people will look up to you like an eagle in flight, rising above challenges and accomplishing your goals and dreams. And people will see you leaning into your greatness and they will want to do the same. When you speak, your words will seem to be written on their hearts. And when you're not speaking, your actions will do the same. People will want to follow you because they know that when they do, their lives will become better as well. If you think about it, we all want to be more like this. We want the confidence to make our own decisions. We want the ability to inspire and motivate others to follow our lead and to do what's right. But most of all, we want the influence that comes with having a strong sense of self-trust and belief in our own abilities as leaders. If you haven't tapped into main character energy yet, all is not lost. As with anything in life, you can develop these skills with practice. If you don't know where to begin, let's chat. Use the link in the show notes to book a high focus consultation call today. Thanks for tuning in to the Life in High Focus podcast. If you want to continue the conversation or share your takeaways, I want to hear from you. Head on over to my Instagram at LTheCEO and comment on your favorite part. Also, make sure to rate and subscribe this podcast so you never miss an episode. New episodes are dropping each Thursday, and I can't wait for you to tune in next time. Until then, have an amazing and focused week.